Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes at a Movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a biopic about the sad final days in the life of William Shakespeare, and it's called All Is True.
And we don't know if it is or not.
Right.
However, the sequence of the actions in this story remind me of a Shakespearean play. It starts out with the Globe Theater burning down, and when that happened, Shakespeare never wrote another play. He goes to his home in Stratford-on-Avon and stays with his estranged family, and from there, the drama begins.
Yes, Kenneth Branagh plays the Bard of Avon as well as serving as the director. Judi Dench plays his long-suffering wife, Anne, and Ian McKellen portrays the wealthy benefactor, the Earl of Southampton. And I think, you know, it probably goes without saying that All Is True is beautifully acted and produced. But you know what? I found this very mournful, very slow-moving, and I think it's for Shakespeare aficionados only.
I agree. And I do enjoy Shakespeare, but I have to be in the right mood. The photography is excellent in terms of capturing a sense of place. It's a study also of grief
and
all the losses that everyone endured. But like the protocol of Shakespeare's plays, at the very end, everything is explained and has a resolution.
Branagh is an exceptional actor. As a director, his career has been a mixed bag because he does stretch himself and tries to do different things. I think that he let this one get away just a little bit because it just doesn't have a pace to make it compelling enough for us to really care about Shakespeare's life.
There's one quote that I thought really summed it up. Shakespeare says, "I've lived so long in imaginary worlds, I don't know how to live in the real world."
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.